How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Your life can change in an instant. That instant can last forever. Laura Kaczynski. Welcome to Grimly. I think we just have to have them very close to our faces, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to have to be all up in our business.
Well, it's fine. It's not the worst.
It's not the worst.
You're right. So, sorry.
This is why I think we need new mics. I mean, like,
it's not the worst phallic angle.
Yeah, it's not looking down at you.
Exactly.
Yeah, you have it underneath you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, totally. Like a little goddess. Oh man, hi.
Welcome to Grimly.
Welcome to Grimly. I am Missy.
And I'm Meg.
And we are two unserious people that talk about seriously creepy shit.
I am looking forward to this episode because you told me last week that this was a true crime episode.
This is a true crime episode.
So I feel like we don't do them very often. It's just like I'm always like on alert. First from danger. So I'm just like, I can immediately put myself there.
Oh, I see. Do you want to talk about our Oakville?
Yeah, I mean, we could. There's not much to talk about.
We went to Oakville.
Yes.
So we went to Long Beach first.
It really wasn't the Oakville that's the story. It's the like, it's the detour, mm-hmm. the route that got us there, which was
a
little spooky.
I would love to hear your insight.
I think like I yeah okay so we're driving mm-hmm. home from mm-hmm. like a weekend at the
yeah
beach.
We did our little pod vacation
and it's like you said it was kind of on the way
yeah.
home and it was
it was a detour
but I'd say like it wasn't like we were going
backtracking
yes exactly backtracking yeah. So I was like okay along for the ride whatever but then we hit like pretty early on a literal dirt road logging roads
like, yeah they were logging roads
deep into logging country
uh-huh
and I was like well it makes sense this is a little tiny place we've never heard of it's mm-hmm. got to be like pretty isolated
yeah
and that can't be the only way to get there but it was like
no.
the fastest way from where we were and yeah I was
clenched
you were
It was my idea. It was my route I picked. I was like, here we go. Like, this is how we get to Oakville.
I'm like, she goes up in these like back roads all the time. She's fine. And like, we've got plenty of gas.
Yeah.
We're in a vehicle that like can do this.
I have a Subaru.
I really wasn't freaked out. I am just afraid of heights. And so like, that was probably the worst part of me was like being on the side of the mountain.
Yeah. Yeah. You were on the worst side for that.
Yes. So I was just like, be cool, dude. Be cool.
Well, because it got to a point where we hit the gravel road and I was like, in 7 miles, it says it gets on a different road. I was like, let's just
Which
see.
Is a long way to go on a
It's a long way to
road.
Go, on, yeah, on this weird fucking backcountry road.
Yes.
I was like, let's see in the 7 miles if it changes back to a paved road. Then we'll just keep going. And it did.
It did.
And then it turned back to a gravel
road. It did.
I took that. I was like, are you fucking kidding?
That was wild. I know.
I was mad because it was too far at that point.
It's too far to go back. And mm-hmm. also the problem is like, we got a long way to go
mm-hmm.
and you're driving. You have to drive slow because we're in like pothole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Road. Like,
right.
So it just like, it added a significant amount of time.
Yeah.
And then we got to Oakville and there was nothing to see.
There really isn't. Like, I mean, I can't imagine. Let's be real. No one from Oakville's listening.
No.
I doubt it.
No.
But
I don't think they have internet.
Yeah.
No.
But we just pulled up. We're like,
there's
oh,
nothing here.
This is it. This That's is why
no one's ever heard of the story, especially like it was crazy.
You know, we should have looked up. There was like a museum or something.
Yeah, no, we could have reasonably spent a little more time there. Yeah. There might have been something that we missed.
Yeah,
but we got. But the thing is, I knew that we're just like in it for the plot.
Yeah. So totally. Yeah, we were in it for the selfie.
Exactly.
We're so like, we gotta stop. Yeah.
I agree. It was close enough that it's like, yeah.
Like, we're never gonna come back.
Totally. No.
Absolutely. No one will. Yeah. No. But it was like, fuck it. Like, it was a place that we had talked about, uh-huh. and it was like one of our better episodes, I would say.
That was a weird one.
It was a weird one. And I was like, you know what? Let's just do a little detour.
Totally.
It was very random, though.
But it did seem to me like I was disappointed that we didn't see any Sasquatch.
I know. You were talking about that.
Like the place that you might.
You would definitely see a Sasquatch crossing the road. I would
think so, but like realistically, like they're way more demure than that. And mm-hmm. so it would have to be even more bumfuck. Than that,
yeah, it's like real. Like we would have to go into those dark, we did see dark some other woods. Cars. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I remember you making that observation. You were right. Like when I looked over because I was driving, obviously it wasn't like
black.
Yeah, it is wild.
Yeah, just the tree cover. Yeah, it was.
If
just
you were
black.
To see a Bigfoot, it would be in those types of woods.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
No, it would not be cool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing her from the car, but I would be
in the safety.
Shitting myself.
Of the vehicle is ideal.
Yes. Yeah. And I would still be terrified.
Yeah. No shit. I kept thinking, so this is what, so you have like a true crime anxiety brain.
Yeah.
My brain is always like, what horror movie are we in right now?
Oh, well, what do you mean?
Like anytime I'm in a situation like that.
Yes.
I'm like, is this a paranormal horror movie?
Oh,
is this
it.
Like a slasher horror movie? Is there someone like chasing us in the woods type of horror movie?
Yes,
you know?
Usually.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm thinking about those. Or maybe that it's just.
Oh, I'm just like, oh, maybe we'll see a Sasquatch or we'll see like something.
I'm like, maybe we pop a tire and there's going to be some fucking backwoods hillbilly trying to kill us.
Yes. Those things. Yes. It did cross the mind, but it was pretty. Like, the road was fine.
Yeah, the road was fine. We figured it out.
I'm glad that didn't happen, though. That would have been
less cool. It would have been way less cool. It would have been, like, zero cool. Yes. 0% cool.
Yes.
If we popped a tire back there.
Yeah. No, but otherwise.
Because otherwise, also, we had all of our luggage in the back. Mm-hmm. In order to get the tire, we had to take all of that shit out.
Oh, take it out.
To get the spare.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I have a spare, but, like.
Okay, then that's not the worst thing that could happen.
No.
Because you can change the tire.
Yeah, it could be popping a tire, having a flat tire, someone pulling up.
Oh.
I'm like writing the horror movie. Someone pulling up being like, oh, you need help. Or like, no, we're fine.
This is why women should have weapons. You know? And this is where I become a Republican. And I'm like, why didn't
this
we
is where I'm red. A baton, baseball bat.
No. A gun.
You want a shotgun?
I want like 4 guns. Just I don't need them unless I need them. And then I would like more than one.
You know, be a little cunty is like having
what would be a little cunty?
Having the like have you seen like in trucks where they have like the shotgun like hanging out the, like just having that in the back of my car.
That would be a little cunty.
But
you have to be careful because it's already giving token Pacific Northwest lesbian because of the type of vehicle.
It's a Forester, not an Outback, first of all.
Sorry. I'm assuming myself. It all is a little
less.
I think so. But that would throw them for a loop.
Mm-hmm.
They would be like, damn, she's a red one.
This bitch can throw down.
She's a red lens.
Unfortunately, I'm not a lesbian. That's part of the problem.
Or red,
yeah.
Politically.
Let's be real. Everyone from the podcast knows I'm not red.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Go back to listen to the Kate Warren
but
episode.
We did have you know what? I don't know. We're on a different. We went out into the woods.
We did.
We drove up the logging trail. Mm-hmm. You are wearing a flannel.
I am wearing a flannel.
We are changed because of Oakville. We need to rein it in. This is a true crime.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Because I think we need to be unhitched right now because it's going to get big sad.
Okay, because like it wouldn't. There's a freedom in just recording one episode.
Mm-hmm.
You can sort of just like settle in and sort of enjoy yourself. You
right,
know?
Totally.
It's not
totally.
Too much work.
Yeah, I walked in with a fucking ice cream cake.
You did walk in with an ice cream cake. That is fucking cool as shit.
I was like, you know.
And a special trip?
Like, why not? It was funny because of the guy at Dairy Queen. He was like, oh, he's like, what are you buying this for? What's the occasion? And I was like, free will in the bank account?
What did he say?
He was like, nice.
Oh, no. It's like, she's going
for this bitch is had it. It was really unfortunate. I couldn't buy the two bottles of wine and the ice cream cake at the same store.
Oh, that's true.
Because then that's really giving free will in the bank account.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You took an extra step.
Like I did. I did. It just sounded very, you know, it was
always welcome.
I watched a TikTok earlier of this woman. She was making an ice cream cake.
Oh, we don't need to do all that.
No. I'm not doing that. But I was like,
why would you do that?
I think she's a baker.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think it's her job.
Oh, well, then. So she's selling it to someone.
Yeah. She's selling it to somebody.
I thought it was like some bitch on the internet.
No. But I was like, oh, fuck, that looks good.
What were the flavors?
So she did like a layer of cake, like a white cake. Okay. And then she cut out a section of a big ass container of ice cream.
Oh, okay.
And she squirted it off to the cake. And then she covered the entire thing in soft serve. Like chocolate soft serve.
Oh.
Froze it and then did like a chocolate drizzle on the outside and then like did whipped cream.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
She really went for it.
Oh, okay.
In a way, God bless her.
That's a lot of ice cream.
It's a lot of ice cream.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, you know what?
Gotta get some.
I could use an ice cream cake.
The last time I had an ice cream cake was probably like my 8th birthday.
It's been a long time. My sister used to work at Dairy Queen.
Oh.
And
I think I knew this. I think we talked about this before. I
probably have. But she, whenever she used to make ice cream cakes, she would really hook up that like crunchy, fudgy section that everyone wants.
Ah, okay.
In the ice cream cakes.
Uh-huh.
She would like double it. Anytime she'd be like, ice cream cakes for us. I was like, fuck yes. I had the ice cream cake hook up for a long time.
That really is
That's
wealth.
The best part.
True wealth.
Yeah. I'm old money.
Generational.
My generational wealth is the fudgy, crispy part of a Dairy Queen ice cream.
It's the little things. That's what we're here for. Oh, yeah. To experience life's greatest pleasures.
Yeah, totally. Life's greatest joys.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of that, there are sometimes the opposite side of the coin, which is life's most tragic pains. And that's my segue for you.
Oh, okay. I didn't know where you were going with that. That's great. Thank you.
Thank you. Look at me.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
I'm the host now.
Am I? I feel good to be. I'm the host now. All right.
What are we talking about tonight?
Shut the fuck up, guys.
Yeah, okay. I'm ready to. Please, someone make it stop.
All right. It was the early hours of April 18th, 2016.
It's so immediately like jarring when they're so recent.
Yeah, it's very recent. So, when 45-year-old fitness instructor Missy Beavers pulled into a parking lot of the Creekside Church of Christ in Midlothian, Texas. Huh? She was there to set up her 5 a.m. boot camp, a routine she carried out countless times before. But inside the church, someone was already waiting. Surveillance cameras captured a figure dressed head to toe in police-style tactical gear, wandering the dark hallways with a chilling calm. Less than an hour later, Missy was found brutally murdered, and the footage left behind only deepened the mystery. Who was behind the mask, and why was Missy targeted? Nearly a decade later, those questions remain unanswered.
Really? This is an unsolved?
This is an unsolved. Yes, this is the unsolved murder case of Missy Beavers.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you heard this one?
No.
This is a pretty popular one because of a specific part of it.
Okay.
And I'll tell you later. Terry Leanne Missy Strickland was born on August 9th.
Why?
I know, I was waiting for you. Okay. Why Missy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Terry Leanne, Missy Terry, for nickname.
Missy for nickname.
Strickland?
Yes.
Okay.
Because
maybe it was just like, little Missy.
Maybe.
And then they just stuck?
I don't know.
Got it. Well, they're Texan, so.
It's very Texan.
So maybe just like a Southern.
Because my. Obviously.
Yours makes sense.
My name is Melissa, but people call me Missy.
Some people.
It's like a 50-50 at this point in my life, but I don't know why she went by Missy.
Okay.
So unfortunately, I don't have an answer for you.
Okay.
But she was born on August 9th, 1970, in Graham, Texas. And so after graduating from high school, she earned a bachelor's degree from Charlottesville State University. And then Missy was said to be extroverted and outgoing, and it was said that she never met a stranger. Oh. The classic. Mm-hmm.
Very friendly.
Light up a room scenario.
It's the kind of person I would like leading a exercise.
Oh, for class. Sure. For
you
sure.
need to keep the energy up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is a picture of her on her wedding day with her father.
Oh.
In 1998, Missy married Brandon Beavers, and Missy started working with special needs children after going back to school and getting her teaching certification around the same time.
Wow. Okay.
So I think she went to school for her bachelor's in business management, something very general.
Okay.
She went to college because everyone's supposed to go to college, sure. right? Like that era.
And then she sort of figured it out.
And then she kind of figured it out. She liked teaching. And so then she went back, got her certification, and then she started working with special needs kids.
Okay. And then just the fitness was on a hobby?
We'll get to the fitness. Got it. Yeah. So in 2001, a couple years after they were married, Missy and Brandon then started having kids. Mm. And eventually they have three daughters named Hannah, Allie, and Sarah.
Three girls,
yeah. And during this time, the family moved to and eventually lived in Red Oak, which is just north of Midlothian, Texas, which is kind of the base of the story. It's Midlothian.
Midlothian.
Mm-hmm.
God, Texas has got some strange
I know, yeah.
names.
So Missy and Brandon decide that Missy will stay home with the kids, and she stops teaching the special needs children. There is a dog in the background. FYI, if you hear that, that's Howling. What that is.
Yes.
We're just going to have to deal. So this is Brandon with the daughters and then Brandon and Missy later.
Okay, I'm holding my reservations close to the vest because immediately I thought, who would kill a woman? Probably the person that she was dating or married to or spent so much of my time with.
You're right. I don't think it's the case for this one.
God bless them, if not. And
yeah,
my condolences to their entire family. It's awful.
It is awful. So once her girls got older, Missy became a camp gladiator instructor.
That sounds fun.
Which is a very intense workout class. It's almost...
Oh, never mind.
It's almost CrossFit-y.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
Yeah. Well, it's called Camp Gladiator. What do you expect?
I thought it was okay, do you know those, God, I really wish I, American Gladiator.
Oh, the American Ninja Warrior?
Yes. I'm thinking that. That's what I thought it was.
Oh, the fun climbing situations? I thought it was situations.
A camp full of things that you could bounce off of.
You can just run and bounce.
I made it fun in my head.
In your head. No, this is
that's a
camp? You are gladiators.
Nope. No, yeah. Thank you.
It's a bit cheerleader-y in a way than I think.
I'd have to see the workouts.
You have to be really into it and So I used to go to kickboxing class with my friend Lindsay. And they did this thing because it was six rounds of different boxing moves. And the last round, they would be like, all right, it's last round. And then everyone else was supposed to yell last round. And Lindsay and I would always look at each other and just roll our eyes.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up. That type of vibe. It's getting pumped. Let's fucking do this.
Got it.
It's kind of what this class seemed like. Okay. That's what I mean. It was a little bit CrossFit-y in the same sense.
I see what you're saying.
But she seems a very extroverted, bubbly personality. Yes. Probably the type of person you want to teach in those classes, right?
Yeah.
So Missy was an instructor for roughly a year or so before the murder. And she would teach specifically a 5 a.m. boot camp several days a week.
Okay. Damn.
So people before work.
Yep.
Couldn't be me.
Those are different types of people.
Those are the super early.
I'm impressed by those people.
Yeah. 6 a.m. workout people. My boss, she's like, oh, yeah, I went to the gym at 6 a.m.
My boss is like that, too.
No. This is why I guess you're the boss. Not me.
Yeah.
So by spring of 2016, she had built a loyal following that met at the Creekside Church of Christ. And so these gladiator boot camps, I'll get more into it later, but they work out outside.
Okay.
And so oftentimes they would use a church parking lot.
Sure.
During the week because there's no one there.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's kind of the ideal location for that. And usually the church would Obviously allow them, but like leave a door open or give someone a key so someone can go and like use a bathroom or get more water type of situation. So it was right?
Kosher.
Yes, very kosher. So women especially resonate with Missy because she had talked a lot about becoming a mom and how that really wreaked havoc on your body and her struggle with getting back into like feeling like herself and how she wanted to help other women kind of get back to feeling like themselves after like having a kid, right?
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
And this is her like during her workout era.
Oh yeah! Wow!
She's doing is working arms.
She does. Whatever she's doing,
like is she, working. Like she's 45.
God damn!
Yeah, she looks like she could fuck somebody up.
It's true. That's true.
Those are the types of guns we need.
We need those plus some more.
We need all the guns.
I said I needed multiple.
You did.
Two of those. One of the metal one.
Cunty shotgun in the back.
Sure. And maybe a shotgun feels not quick enough. Like I feel like it could be clunky.
There's something about like that.
I don't need it because I'm just like really only trying to defend myself. I'm not trying to scare you. So
I'm trying to scare somebody.
If I need it, it's already fucking over. Like it's already over.
See, the shotgun. The shotgun makes it over though.
I think I think you pointed at a man like that.
True. Okay. Anyways, so most of the time, camp gladiator classes were held outside, which is why places like church parking lots were ideal. Like I said.
Mm-hmm.
So on this day, on April 17th, 2016, the day before the murder, there was a severe weather forecast overnight. And so Missy told her group that they would move the class indoors at the church because the church was like, okay with that. And she's like, we're going inside. We're not canceling. And the night before,
she would never.
And the night before the class, she posted on her Facebook, if it's raining, we're still training.
Oh man.
And it's like, you guys are gladiators. You're warriors. We're working out. It's a little intense, but some people need that intensity to like get to the gym. Right?
Yes. Yeah. I would hate it, but I respect it.
Mm-hmm. And the group that she had, like her, like people who come to her class every, you know, frequently, they would say that like, she had like a no excuses type of personality when it came to like workouts.
Okay.
She's the instructor you want.
She is.
Yeah. Kick my ass.
Yeah, I'm listening to her. She's clearly knows what the fuck she's doing.
That Julian Michaels wishes she was.
Oh.
Sorry, I watched The Biggest Loser documentary.
I don't know enough about this to weigh in, but that's the tea.
Okay. That we're still on inside the church decision is why she arrived earlier than usual to set up before the students got there, which is unfortunately leads to her.
Okay, so she ran into this person.
Yes.
Interesting.
Okay, so we're going to the morning of April 18th, 2016. This is the official police timeline released on April 22nd, 2016, a couple days after the murder. So at 3:50 a.m., the suspect first appears on the interior surveillance cameras at Creekside Church in the tactical police-style gear. I'll show you a video.
Because I'm like, when you say police style,
you'll see. Okay. So they get there at 3:50 a.m. So
That's the proper middle of the night.
So the internal cameras work. The external cameras at this church are not working.
Okay.
Which is very fucking frustrating for this story.
Sure.
If you have cameras on a premise, make sure they fucking work. And if you know they don't work, fucking fix them.
Hmm.
Because the amount of times it's been a fucking story where someone doesn't fix something and then something happens. If that camera had worked, it could have solved something.
Sure.
Like, it's almost like you're manifesting the badness if you don't have something like that fixed. I swear to God.
Okay.
I'm also very superstitious.
Okay. I hear you. Sorry. Because I feel you on that a little bit.
Okay. Because on the camera thing?
Yes. Because we use Simply Safe and you have to just recharge the batteries and it alerts you early that the batteries are starting to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I get more anxious every time the longer it goes without being fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave's always like, it's fine because they do last forever. And
right.
Then he will inevitably, it's never got to a point where the cameras
don't work.
Mm-hmm. And the way I would be like, the bad thing will happen
when the cameras are off.
When the camera's off. this one, and I won't be able to fucking sleep or rest or be at peace until I just have the image there, just in case.
Yeah.
God knows what could happen at any time. And nothing ever happens, but God forbid.
God forbid.
You know what? Yeah, I would be losing my mind if that. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say probably a man is running the security system at this goddamn church.
Most definitely.
Because it's usually, like, men just, like, don't understand
fear.
Like, it's like with the frogging episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fear. Like, you're, like, living in a very different world.
Yes. So they have a different life experience.
Yeah, very different life experience. Okay, so 4:16 a.m., Missy's pickup is seen arriving in the parking lot under the church awning.
4:15?
Mm-hmm.
The 6... Oh, 5 a.m.
For a 5 a.m. class.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
And it's at the south end of the church.
It's pretty early, I would say. But
because now she has to set up inside.
Well, I don't know what she... Oh, my, she got to move stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Makes... Okay, sure.
Yeah. So between around like 4:18, 4:20, Missy walks into the church on surveillance footage, making multiple trips, unloading gear for the boot camp.
Got it.
So she's putting in all the shit.
Okay, so she needs 40 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. At 4:35 a.m., the first participant in the boot camp arrives.
That's early.
That's very early. I think
they were
like one of the first, it was like a first timer. And so they wanted to get there early to like talk to Missy.
Okay.
So at 4:35 a.m., the person shows up, the first participant. And they try to like open the doors, but they won't open.
Okay.
And that's when they're like, oh, this is weird.
Well, it's not that weird because the class doesn't start till 5 and you are there 25 minutes early.
Her truck is there.
Okay.
And
I would be having the door locked for my safety.
I agree. So then at 5 a.m., two 911 calls come in from the church. As I think the reason why there's that time gap is because someone else showed up later and they had an access. They were able to unlock the door to the room.
Okay.
And that's when there's two 911 calls that come from the church. So they find Missy.
Okay.
So at 5:01 a.m., the fire department is dispatched. At 5:03, police officers are dispatched to the Creekside Church. At 3:07, the fire department arrives with EMS. And at 5:10, the police arrive on scene. Missy was discovered inside the building with multiple puncture wounds to the head and chest. And around her were multiple tools, including a large hammer.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. While she was still alive when first responders get there initially.
Oh my God.
She did eventually pass away from her injuries on site.
Oh no. So like if someone had gotten to her sooner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Right, they were able to like access the door. So like it would have been a good thing that someone showed up that fucking early, unfortunately.
Absolutely. Unless.
No.
Okay, go on.
Okay. So you said you had questions about timeline.
I'm going to.
Oh, you don't want to ask them now?
I just was like, okay, so you said so the person with the tactical gear is seen in the church before 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's in the church at 4:20.
Yeah, she's arriving at 4:16.
And she's inside the building, doors unlocked. Mm-hmm.
She's walking into the church between 4:18 and 4:20.
So the person had been in there for... By the time someone shows up and can't get in, it's almost an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's basically an hour from the time that the person arrives, an hour and just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cops are called.
Mm-hmm.
So no one saw this motherfucking person leave?
No. Because there's no external fucking cameras working.
Okay.
The internal ones are working. The externals are not.
Okay.
Which is very frustrating.
Okay.
She passes away in the scene, unfortunately.
Oh, that's
multiple
awful.
Multiple wounds, yeah.
It just hurts my heart to think about, like, could she hear someone outside?
Oh, that's a very good point.
Just empathetic to the point where it's, like, it's torture.
Yeah.
Something.
Right. And she's, like, trying to figure out if she can't get to.
Can't move, can't scream. Yeah.
I don't know, like, how incapacitated she was when she was found. Like, I don't know
It's fucking tragic.
Yeah, yeah. So police search the rest of the church and they find the multiple pieces of broken glass scattered throughout the building. And like doors open, there's like stuff rifled through in the offices of the church and
something.
Yes. But there's nothing missing.
Huh.
So Midlothian PD also reviewed the church's interior surveillance system and quickly found the clip of a person in police/SWAT style gear.
Mm.
wandering the halls, opening the doors, and breaking the glass with the hammer.
Weird.
In hand.
Weird.
So exterior cameras, like I've said a few times, were not functioning, unfortunately. And the church just didn't have a security system.
Okay.
So the entry exit of this person is not on the video. So okay. We don't know how they entered or exited the building.
If they were driving, if they walked in, what they were driving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Although on the northeast end of the church, so this is like kind of the opposite end of the church where Missy parked her truck, there was a pair of double doors that had some damage to them. And there was also another door on the also on the north end of the church that had the window broken out.
Interesting.
From the outside. And so someone could have like broken out the window and came in. So there's like two possible entries.
Like maybe they tried the side that she was on first and didn't get
it. No. They tried the opposite end of where she was.
Oh, got
they it. They
tried
the north end. She came in from the south.
Okay. Which side had the broken window from the outside? Her side.
No. So there's like two doors in like the north corner of the building. And on one side of the corner, there's one door with like a glass window that's broken in.
Oh.
And like someone could have broken in the glass and then opened the door.
Got it.
But then on like the other side of the corner of the north end, there's like two double doors that had been damaged.
Okay.
So they don't know which one was used because they're both shut. But those are the potential like two entry exits of the church, which is on the opposite corner where Missy came in. She came on the south end where the awning was and she parked underneath that and she was coming in and out.
Okay.
So it seems like the person came in from like the admin side and she was coming into like the congregation worship side because that's like the big room, right?
So like they might not have run into each other immediately.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Also, Missy probably wouldn't have heard this person if she was like unloading and loading her truck from the south end, essentially. So all of Missy's expensive items, including her wallet, purse, iPhone, iPad, and her gun, were all left in her truck.
Wow.
So she had a gun on her.
God damn it.
I guess. Not to help.
Yeah, farm. But like you should truly never.
You should
unless
be,
you're a Looney Tunes
And
have like, it yourself strapped at all times.
That's
what I refuse to be, but I did grow up with a father that feels that way. And believe that's probably why I'm so fucking neurotic about safety.
I know.
But I refuse to live that way.
No, I don't want to live in like that constant state of being afraid. I don't want to live in a world like that.
I know, but we do live in.
I know, that's the part. But that sucks, I guess.
Like if she did have it on her.
Yeah.
This would have ended differently.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh,
unfortunately.
My God. Here we are.
And like her husband had.
We're a MAGA podcast now. Sponsored by the NRA.
Oh, God. I would rather die. You know that.
We're slowly slipping.
We're becoming Joe Rogan.
You're radicalizing the women of the Pacific Northwest.
Exactly. Oh, that's so fucked. Okay, I'm sorry.
God damn it. Okay.
It's okay. On April 22nd, 2016, Midlothian PD released the surveillance footage inside the Creekside Church. And the detailed timeline asking people to focus. The detailed timeline I talked about.
Yes.
Asking people to focus on the suspect's distinctive gait.
Oh, the
and
gait.
Mannerisms.
Oh, I've heard. Okay.
And this is in the hope that someone will recognize this person who killed Missy. I have the video link. I'm going to show it to you.
Okay.
It's like 3 minutes. Okay. I don't know if you want to watch it and then narrate or if you want to narrate while watching.
I don't know. I feel like I would have to narrate while watching.
Okay, that's fine.
There's not a chance I'll.
I've already seen it, so.
Okay.
There's probably not a reason why you would. Shut the hell up, let's be real.
And then I'm gonna need to like watch it again the second time while I'm narrating.
Want to proceed.
Oh, it is. Yeah, I mean he's wearing
like a fucking
it looks like it even says like SWAT or something.
It says police on the back.
What the fuck?
I know.
Maybe that's like a red herring.
Well, I'll talk about that after you watch this.
Does he have the gait of a police officer?
I would say no.
I mean he looks a little what's the word I'm swishy to me it, all this is like a not great quality.
No, it's surveillance footage, unfortunately.
Yeah, so he's also like a heavily built man,
but that also might be the gear.
could be, it still doesn't look like it, you could tell
not
if there
fit.
Was a
yeah, not very fit.
Fit man under the, all that.
No,
he's sort of got like the feet turned out.
The gait is weird.
Yeah. And it's sort of because the feet are turned out, but they're also kind of close together when he walks. Mm-hmm. Then he sort of leans backwards a little bit, and mm-hmm. It sort of emphasizes the gut.
Yeah.
He's carrying a flash. No, what is it? Like a hammer?
It's a hammer.
Oh God. It doesn't even really call that danger. Like it's confusing.
It's very confusing. Like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? And like just breaking shit and opening doors.
What the fuck? You're right. He is just like breaking doors, opening. What is he doing? Is this person just like cuckoo?
I don't know.
Fucking cuckoo bananas?
I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Do you want to watch more than once and re-narrate what you just said?
No.
Okay. You said you wanted to, so that's why I gave you the option. Oh, no,
what I meant was, like, if I have to watch it silently.
Oh, I see.
Then I'm going to need to watch it a second time.
Yeah, no. All right. So, something about the gear. I was watching a detective cover this case, okay. Specifically.
I'd love to know what actual law enforcement says about.
I can't remember the name of his podcast.
I haven't listened to it. It's probably The Neighbors.
Oh, okay. I was like, I'm hearing talking.
Yeah.
So he was saying that looking at the gear that this person was wearing, he doesn't think it's specifically police tactical gear.
Okay.
He says because the way that the gear is fitting this person, it's not giving this is fitted for you. This is like you bought this.
Got it.
Off of, like, it could be a costume.
Could be a costume.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or it could be like you're a security guard somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times, like, the big bulky vest, like, on that certain level is like just filled with padding. It's actually not like a bulletproof, like, vest that he's wearing.
Okay. Why would he be needing to wear a bulletproof vest anyway? It was just him in this with a hammer.
Right.
It just seems like a person who's deeply unhinged.
And he was saying, like, the helmet also doesn't look like it's very tactical.
Okay.
Like a real tactical helmet. Got it. Like, yeah, he's like, my helmet's like $1,000.
Knockoff.
It's giving knockoff. Okay. It's giving costume.
Yeah, okay.
He also mentioned, like, it could have been, like, an airsoft or a paintball mm-hmm. setup. And, like, they just put the police sticker on the back.
Why?
Why is a great fucking question.
Why is, yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't know. I don't have all the answers. I just have the notes.
Okay. What else to the notes? Sorry.
I'm going to get into what you kind of alluded to initially, is everyone initially suspected.
He has the body type of the man you showed me.
Brandon Beavers, the husband.
Yes.
Yeah. So police confirmed that Brandon was in Biloxi, Mississippi. He was on an annual fishing trip. And this is verified by like an alibi. Like it's 100% Biloxi. He was there.
I've seen the water in Biloxi.
You would not fish there?
It's not a place I would, but it is a
catfish.
Sure. It's, and there's a lot of shrimp that come from there.
Dirty,
but I'm telling
fish.
You, that water
is not good.
Is super brown. The Gulf is brown as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a weird place.
It's a weird place.
But it is kind of cute. All right.
Yeah. So he was in Biloxi, Mississippi. It was like annual fishing trip. And someone called him from like the workout class. About
that day.
And so he rented the car and he was driving back. Like, really fucked. Really fucked up, unfortunately.
And it would have been probably like an hour later. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Maybe Texas is central too, but.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of people keep accusing Brent, even to this day.
Mm.
But I definitely don't think it was
How
him.
Do they? Okay, so like he was with friends? Like friends
yeah.
were like
he was with friends. Yeah. Also, okay. His cell phone is pinged.
Okay, because
it's very elaborate.
And it all happened within an hour, so it's not like he could have been there and then also been in fucking Mississippi.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. So a few years after the murder, it became public. I wish they wouldn't have done this. It became public that Missy and Brandon were having some financial and marital troubles.
Okay.
So there was a search warrant in like 2016. So Missy had previously had a few affairs and Brandon knew about them, unfortunately. But they had decided to try to work things out and go to couples counseling.
Okay.
Like, they were trying to figure it out.
I don't think he wants to work it out after multiple affairs and then try to kill her. It doesn't, doesn't seem like the kind of man.
It doesn't track.
No. Like, if that man is like, yes, I get it,
mm-hmm.
and let's work it out, It doesn't seem like the type that wants to hurt you.
I agree. But police during this time, they also looked at Missy's like phone a little bit deeper, and it does seem like she was sending, to say at least, some flirtier texts.
Okay, well,
to another man, and I think there was a confirmed another man she was like having a relationship with. And they found the man.
Do you think she'd be having a relationship with, although her husband has a similar body type. I'm like, if she's having an affair, I think she's having an affair with this fucking guy.
With the person that got her?
That kind of,
maybe.
With that gate?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I think she could do better.
I agree. But they found this other guy. They talked to him. He confirmed that they were in a relationship, like an extramarital relationship during the time that Missy was found dead.
Oh God, yeah. You're still doing it? Listen, girl, it's not okay.
I know, it's like, you can just get divorced. It's okay.
Kids,
unfortunately,
though.
With kids, yeah.
Jesus.
But Brandon has been basically removed from the suspect pool because of the alibi and the where he was. And this other guy was too.
Okay, clear. Interesting. We don't know enough about this other guy.
Yeah. So even though Brandon has a rock solid alibi, like I just said, people have speculated that maybe even if he wasn't like the person who did the murder, that maybe Brandon had paid somebody or had someone else do it. More theories say it's Randy Beaver.
His brother?
His dad.
His fucking dad?
Mm-hmm. So days after the murder, Randy dropped off a blood-stained shirt at a dry cleaner.
Days earlier?
Days after.
No, he did not.
So Midlothian PD, they take the shirt and they test it in the lab, and it shows it's blood of a dog, not a human. And Randy was like, yeah, our chihuahua was attacked.
Got it. Okay.
And
that explains.
And passed away, unfortunately, from the attack.
Awful.
I know, it's really sad. Can you imagine? Like, you lose your daughter-in-law, then your dog gets attacked a few days later, and then your dog dies. And then the police are like, you brought a blood-stained shirt to the dry cleaners.
True. However,
if it was my
dog's blood, then I probably would take it to the dry cleaners to
I
have
probably
it fixed.
Just throw that shirt away.
Depends on the shirt.
But I don't care.
You're like, no, my dog bled all over it. I'm never going to think about.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, I'm just throwing that shirt away.
Essentially. Well, he might not have such like disposable clothing.
Okay.
In a fast fashion and all.
Right. Yeah. Midlothian PD is like, okay, you.
This checks out.
Right.
That's awful.
I know. It's really fucking sad. So the biggest reason why Randy was suspected, though, by police is because the news reports that he was featured in, they show him walking. And he has the exact same fucking walk as the person in the surveillance footage. Like, that weird gait.
Oh, God.
And everyone saw that, and they're like, excuse me? Yeah. So everyone's like, okay, Randy avenged his son for Missy cheating on him.
Randy?
Yeah,
he's the one that the walk like that?
Yeah, Randy's
it
the one to walk.
It could just be that body type with that walk, you know?
Yeah, totally. However, Randy was not in Texas during the murder. He was in California on like a business trip. So it's not fucking Randy either.
Okay. But I thought the dog had... When did the dog die? A couple of days later?
Well, yeah, a couple of days after the murder. So he came back.
And then the dog... Oh, my God. He came back probably because this thing happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit.
To, like, help out his son.
Got it.
Because his son has three daughters, right?
It could happen.
Yeah.
Yes.
The only reason why I bring this up is because people will not back down on Randy and Brandon.
Got it.
And I just do not think. So, like, leave these poor fucking people alone.
Okay.
I guess that's my point.
Okay.
So that means we're going to get into some other suspects and more less theories, because there's really not
we know what happened.
Yeah, suspects. Yes. Unfortunately, in this case, we'll do that
after this
break.
After
bees
break.
Some stories stay with you, the ones that make you glance over your shoulder, check the doors locked a second time, or laugh a little too loudly in the dark. That's the world of Kill Me Maybe. Every month, hosts Mac and Dez unravel true crime, strange mysteries, and eerie tales that linger long after the episode ends. They're the ghouls next door, not detectives, but sharp enough to ask the questions and cheeky enough to keep it fun. Spooky season never ends here. Subscribe to Kill Me Maybe wherever you get your podcasts. Mac and Dez are waiting, and you don't want to keep them waiting.
Okay, so it's not Randy, it's not Brandon. The two, I wouldn't say the two most obvious. Brandon's the most obvious because it's always the husband dead, right? That's the joke. But let's get into some other suspects slash theories. So there really aren't any other like names suspect-wise, okay. But there's other like theories, unfortunately. So the first theory I would say is that this was a targeted attack staged to look like a burglary.
Sure.
So the suspect strolls the halls.
Yes.
Like you saw.
It looks random.
For about 30 minutes, just wandering this fucking place.
Yes.
And nothing is reported stolen. And Missy's routine was well known. And she had been posting about the class the night before. And she would often post like, oh, I have to go to bed early because I have this 3 a.m. alarm.
Oh, no.
It's 2016, but people like would post on Facebook a lot more than we do now. Because true. I don't think anyone goes on Facebook anymore.
2016, dude, we were in Facebook.
We were in Facebook.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, everyone was posting things. And so she would be like, oh, I have to set my alarm for 3 a.m. tomorrow. So we have a class. And she has, like, have a bunch of people that follow her from her class. So she's always like, we're doing this. We're working out, you know, blah, blah, blah. And so people are like, okay, that means that someone knew she was going to be there at that time. And the theory is that they were waiting.
Maybe.
For her to show up.
Sure.
But during the waiting, they were just bashing random shit, which is a very random thing to do.
Sure.
But I guess if you're trying to stage it to make it look like something else was happening, maybe. Like a robbery.
I just feel like, but your odds, because it was there so early.
So early.
It's like your odds of getting caught, someone hearing you, some kind of system.
This is the big part about this theory is why not...
Do it after,
do it before, like as soon as she gets out of a truck.
I know.
Just
that's true. Yeah.
Or do it on the way to the fucking place. Because I guess there's a, someone talked about a specific stop sign exiting her like neighborhood. And so it's like, why not wait at that stop sign? And just like, you know, if you're going to do it there. Like where no one, where it's completely pitch black. It's a little night in Texas.
Did she walk? I bet she drove there.
She drove there. But like I'm saying, like she gets the stop sign, you just
pop out of somewhere.
Yeah, like yeah, you pop out somewhere and like kill her there. I'm not saying that's what you should do. I'm just saying like why wouldn't they do something like that?
Hmm.
Instead of going to a place that has surveillance footage.
Sure.
Even like though this person was very obviously not showing their identity by wearing all the gear.
Yeah.
It's like, did they wear all the gear because of the surveillance footage? Or were they just wearing all the gear because, I don't know, they're fucking a weirdo. Like,
yes.
A wannabe security guard, like, cop.
I feel like I need to know more about this church. There's got to be some, like...
It's some weird Christian church.
There's got to be some...
I say fucking... weird in Christian as in, like, oh, I think all religion is weird, I guess.
I know, but I'm like, there's no threads of, like, nobody investigated what was happening at the church. Maybe they ran into her on accident. This is like an unhinged fucking psycho at the church. Congregant.
Yeah. So there is some people speculate that maybe I think the church had just talked about like how much they had received in donations recently before this happened.
Okay.
And it was a good sum of money because let's be real. Churches give a lot of fucking money.
Cash.
From their people.
Mm-hmm.
And someone speculated that maybe this person had broken in to steal that money.
That would make a sense.
But why kill Missy?
I don't know. But he didn't look totally sane.
No, that's true. So we know about the marital strain and text messages, right? Like I've told you, unfortunately. So Missy also had received a creepy, quote unquote, LinkedIn message from a man she didn't know in the days before the murder.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
The contents of what this message is unknown.
It's wow.
Never been made public.
Okay.
Which it makes me feel like. Maybe they're
tracking
that person.
Yeah.
And she like showed it to a friend and it was just kind of like, oh, this is fucking weird, right? Like, what are we supposed to do with this? Unfortunately, nothing.
LinkedIn is not really
it's a weird place to cruise.
Yeah, it's it's never happened. I've received a lot of creepy messages in my lifetime on social media from it.
Yeah.
LinkedIn is not the place that that happens usually.
I told you, like, when we were in Long Beach, we received a random text that said, can I ask you a question? It's like, I'm not fucking responding to that. No. I don't know who you are.
Exactly.
And then it was like, I didn't say anything and they never text me again. So sometimes your silence is an answer.
Absolutely.
So it has been speculated that someone was perhaps stalking Missy, or maybe was the partner of a person she was sending flirty text messages to or having an affair with, or a partner of an unknown person she had a relationship with at some time. Evidently, there was another coach she had, like, maybe been involved with.
Was that a woman?
No, it was a man, but his wife was pregnant.
That didn't look like a woman.
And some people are speculating because the Midlothian PD, they're like, we don't know if this is a man or woman in this outfit. Because the height of the person is between, like, 5'2 and 5'10.
It didn't look like a woman at all. I'd have to watch a second time. That didn't look like a woman.
So Midlothian PD are like, it could be a woman.
Oh, my God.
And some people are wondering if it's a pregnant woman.
That's insane.
And
with a hammer, a pregnant woman's like, let me be heavily pregnant, wear all this gear, go murder
coming at 3:50 a.m.
bitch. At 4 a.m.? Absolutely not. That is insane.
It's been a speculation. I'm not saying
like it. It's
okay.
Not.
Listen, I'm just a messenger.
You know what? I will not have it.
Okay.
They're doing enough.
They are growing a person.
Yes.
Leave them alone. It takes
many thousands of calories to do that. They are busy enough.
I would say, like, the hormones make sense for a lot of, like, pregnant women.
You know what makes sense? Is a man cheating on his pregnant
wife.
Yes, or spouse, mm-hmm. or girlfriend, partner,
whatever.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Sorry, y'all.
Yeah.
They do that.
But so there's a problem with this theory, and the main problem is
that
once again, why choose a place that has dozens of security cameras to do this?
It didn't seem, it seems almost rank random. I would say, like, there's a lot of, like, church stuff I'd be looking into if I was investigating.
Yeah, no one's really looked into the church, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. This is Texas, after all. Churches are sacred.
Well, there's sure a lot of them out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, in 2017, Midlothian PD asked to identify the driver of a silver 2010 to 2012 Nissan Altima with a oval bumper sticker seen around 2 a.m., at the SWFA outdoors near the church. And I'm saying near, there's like a main highway between the two. You can see from SWFA outdoors to the church.
Okay.
I think it's half a mile. So police stress that the owner wasn't necessarily a suspect, just someone who could maybe really help identify or maybe had seen something.
Okay.
So the surveillance footage outside the SWFA does show a car looking suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
It drives around the parking lot for a while and turns its lights on and off a few times. And it eventually drives out the parking lot. I have a video of that, too.
Okay.
I will show you. This one's a little bit longer. It's about 7 minutes.
Oh, my God. It's an eternity.
What am I supposed to do with myself? There's a part you can fast forward, I will say. I'll let you know. It's fucking weird, though. It's fucking weird.
The person was giving not right in the head sort of energy.
Yeah, so I would like to hear your thoughts about this footage, though.
Oh my God, I really have to pee.
Do you want to go pee first?
I kind of want to take 7 minutes to the bathroom and pee.
You can take it with you. I don't give a shit.
That's not nice to take your iPad to the bathroom with me while I pee.
Okay.
I know. Oh, we are back.
Yeah. What the hell were we just saying?
You were describing the video.
Oh, right. So, yeah, the video is fucking weird. Of the car.
Extremely.
It's driving in circles, runs parking lot. It's pouring rain.
Yes. And the lights.
The lights coming on and off. They're like, just stop and turn the lights on and off. It's almost like they're signaling.
Maybe.
To somebody?
Yeah.
But, like, there's no other car. Like, who are they signaling to?
Well, the lights on and off at that hour of the day in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
an empty parking lot with an eye line of this woman's murder within, you said, within the hour.
Within the hour. This is at 2 a.m. Yeah,
it's not totally.
It's not good.
It's not, yeah. It's worth looking into.
Right.
Definitely and worth looking into.
No one has come forward.
Mm-mm.
Since they're not like, I'm the driver. I know a person that drove this car.
Interesting.
And
they can't even tell like what license, no, like, what type of license
this isn't,
it's
like
from
a CSI enhanced situation, unfortunately.
I know, I'm like,
because they show the back of the car, which the plate is illuminated by the like under
the light bulbs
above the license plate,
and it's flat, and it, like,
basically because just, of the rain. Basically a flash, yeah. And there was like a bumper sticker underneath the license plate, like a oval bumper sticker. That could say whatever the fuck it says.
Yeah, but you know it, those ones that are sticker, just like those white ones with the black that are just like a acronym for whatever, mm-hmm, place.
Yeah, like a fucking national park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It could be a Bernie sticker. Maybe a Trump sticker. I don't fucking know.
Political stickers are like oval like that?
Yeah. I don't know. It could be a life is good sticker.
Yeah, interesting.
No, it could be so many things. Like, we don't know, unfortunately. But no one's come forward for that car.
Mm.
But it's weird to me. Like I was saying, it could just have been someone that was lost and trying to figure something out. Like, it could be like a red herring. It could be nothing. It could be teenagers just fucking around their car. Or like two people, maybe they want to hump in a car.
Oh.
In a Nissan Altima.
That's true.
You know?
That wouldn't have been the parking lot I rolled into.
No, it's too well lit.
It's too well lit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's maybe a little too empty. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't want to be the only car.
Yeah, there's something about them. Like, you need, mm-hmm, like a park and ride?
You need to be in a not terribly...
Now we're going to give you tips and where to fuck in a car.
You need to be not terribly... It definitely needs to be dark. Mm-hmm. You need to be on the far end of a,
you need
not
be on the
terribly
fringes,
unbusy parking
you
lot.
You need on the fringes of Walmart.
Honestly, like a layered parking deck is great.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
The deep corner of a layered parking, mm-hmm, deck where, mm-hmm, other cars, mm-hmm, are, but...
No one's paying attention to you?
Yes.
Yeah. Not in a strip mall parking lot where you're the only car at 2 a.m.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, like someone could see you out their windows, yeah, driving by.
Right. So many scenarios. I mean, there's probably a cop cruising that,
definitely,
area at some point in,
yeah,
the night,
yes,
you know, looking for people who were doing shit like that.
Exactly.
Probably teenagers, let's be real. But it could, yeah, the car could be nothing. The car could be the fucking thing that solves this case.
That's true.
Unfortunately, we don't know.
Yeah. No, it's definitely worth discussing.
It's odd.
Mm-hmm.
Odd is probably the right word, I think. Like, the light thing is weird.
Extremely.
They could have been trying to break into the outfitter store,
yes,
and then decide to go to the church instead.
Which is crazy.
It's really crazy. I mean, that outfitter store definitely had guns in it, though.
Mm.
But then, if you're looking for a gun, why didn't you steal Missy's? I guess that they didn't know.
No, it was, yeah.
Yeah, so
didn't it really seem like they were looking to steal?
I don't know.
I don't
like,
know.
I don't know.
And it was only one person.
Out.
And if there were two people,
yeah, the comment section is wild in that video.
Yeah,
because
the comment section from that video is the suggestion that there was more than one person,
yeah,
in Missy's,
yeah,
murder.
Yeah, there is. I think there are a lot of theories about this one. I'm trying to just like highlight the main, mm-hmm, ones. There are some people that speculate that maybe there was more than one person.
I don't understand.
I don't know. Maybe if it's from this video specifically, because people took
no one knows if that's had anything to do with it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But like, it's the armchair experts.
Yeah.
It's the armchair detectives.
Yeah.
They have solved some fucking crimes. I'm not trying to like discredit them, but
I'm saying this is worth looking into. But it's like,
I definitely feel like it's worth looking into. It's unfortunate that like no one has come forward and being like, "This is my car. Mm-hmm. I was lost that night. I was trying to find directions." Or something.
Sure.
Or someone's like, hey, I know that person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is crazy. Because this is a unsolved case. And the reward money is now $150,000 for this fucking case.
That's good. Yeah.
It's very enticing if you know who the ultimate driver is.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
If it leads to nothing, you probably get something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you should just do it to be a good person and have like a moral compass. But...
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
we live in the day we do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think usually because people who know enough about something like this are people that would be in danger.
Or it's someone very close to them.
Exactly. Because why else would you know? It had to be your boyfriend or your brother or your cousin or something.
Like, so maybe someone needs to like break up.
Yeah, and then might be finally, in danger.
Yeah, if you say something.
If you say something.
That's a very good point.
So like maybe you would need to be enticed.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe someone needs to be like broken up with.
Yeah, something
happens
to
you later. Maybe a girlfriend needs to get away. Mm-hmm. Be like, hey, he told me or that was his car, you know, situation. There's been tons of cases like that where the girlfriend or the wife finally
was like, I had suspicions, I didn't know, and then 20 years later when I finally left him,
right, then I can like feel like I can feel safe enough to come forward, which is an unfortunate part of this world. So another theory is, or the last theory I say that I'm going to talk about, is the one I feel like is probably the most accurate or makes the most sense for this, but it's the worst one. It's she was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
So Missy, just in the wrong place at the wrong time, and whoever walked into that church in the tactical gear wasn't looking for Missy. They just walked in. Either they were trying to rob the place or they were looking for something specific, and they knew that the place did have cameras, which is why they basically dressed themselves in tactical gear to cover up their identity. And they had either taken their helmet off and ran into Missy, or Missy declared that she was going to like call the cops.
Yeah.
Or maybe even was like, I'm like going to fight them, you know, and they just happened to have the hammer on them and they overcome her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which
I don't know. We don't know enough about like the scene itself to know.
So where Missy was found, there was like a blind spot. It was like a hallway almost. And whatever happened in that hallway was not recorded, unfortunately, on the surveillance footage. So we don't have like the actual
scene of what happened.
Crime that happened on surveillance. Probably. I think probably for maybe
humanity's
everyone's benefit. Yeah. But so we don't know what occurred when Missy ran to this person. We don't know if they were hiding, waiting for her, you know, like to run a corner or something, or they like ran into each other. This person had the helmet off.
Yeah.
It's almost, part of me wishes that they had recorded that. Part of me wishes that they hadn't, just like you just said. But I think if it had been
solved, like
if it had been recorded, I think we'd have more insight.
Yeah, probably solved.
Even if that person was still like wearing their helmet or something.
Yeah.
We would know that either Missy just kind of walked in on somebody doing something, or this person was out seeking her, right?
Right.
Unfortunately. But we'll have that. So the speculation, I think, from Midlothian PD, and I think for most people, is that this person in this tactical gear was there for some fucking reason. I don't think to rob them, the church, because there's nothing missing. There's a money missing or anything. I don't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing something fucking weird.
Yeah.
It could just be like a teenager or something. I don't know. But
it's true.
They came upon Missy. Missy did something or said something or just did nothing. And they attacked her. And they killed her. And they have just been tight-lipped about it since.
Yeah.
They haven't told anybody. Nobody knows it was them.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do that, but there are people that have done that.
Yeah.
I mean, the Zodiac is still out there, right? Or well, it's probably dead now, but
definitely dead now, but yeah.
Yeah, but they were out there for a long time. I mean, BTK. It's another reason that we hear shit like this. So 9 years have passed since the morning Missy Beavers walked into Creekside Church of Christ and never walked out. Her family, her friends, and her community are still waiting for answers. The figure in that surveillance footage remains unidentified, and justice has yet to be served. If you know anything about the murder of Missy Beavers, you can submit a tip through Ellis County Crime Stoppers, anonymously or not anonymously, at 972-937-7297 or online at elliscountycrimestoppers.com. Or you can also contact Midlothian Police Department tip line at 972-775-3336. Even the smallest details could help bring closure to Missy's loved ones. Until then, the case remains one of Texas's most haunting unsolved murders.
Damn, because they just have that video.
They have
videos.
Nothing.
I know, but also it's like they know this is the person.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know.
They like so close and
right.
It will be solved.
I do think it will be.
Yeah.
I do feel like it maybe will be. Someone just happened upon her, and maybe the person that will be able to turn them in is either in like a relationship with them, or maybe their kid,
yeah,
or you know, just some sort of situation where they can't come forward yet, or they're too scared to come forward for mm-hmm. their own safety. But yeah,
it's a bummer.
It's a real bummer, unfortunately. I think these are the ones we should talk about, like right. I've said before.
Always.
The unsolved ones are the ones that I think
they need the exposure.
They need the exposure and need to be talked about because, yeah. Also, if you heard talking in the background, there was a YouTube video playing on my iPad. We thought it was just someone on the other side of the walls watching TV. And there was nothing we could do about it. So I apologize.
It's not a ghost.
It wasn't a ghost. Like the Robert Johnson episode. Where we maybe got a ghost.
Maybe. That one was weird.
That one was weird.
Because there was no...
There was nothing else going on.
Also, there was no... It had to be one of our phones, but our phones didn't...
Our phones are right fucking there.
I don't know. That was weird.
It was very weird.
This, though, was not weird.
No, that was 100% a YouTube video. Like, on my iPad in the background. And I was like, I guess there's just someone watching TV somewhere. I don't fucking know.
Christ.
So sorry about that.
Anyway,
hopefully in post, I can edit that out. But if you hear it,
that's what's going on.
I'm not redoing it.
No. God forbid.
As I like to say, I'm the captain now. I'm the captain now that posted it. But well, thank you for listening this week. I'm sorry it's a bummer.
Sorry.
You know, but we'll come back with something.
The video. Are you going to post the videos?
Oh, I will. Okay. Yeah. I'll post a link to them on the Instagram. I can do that on Instagram on the story specifically.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
I'll figure it out. I'll figure out why you post a link. Watch the videos. I'd love to hear
the whole case.
Yeah, it really is the whole case. I'd love to hear like people's thoughts about what they observed. There's a lot of people that watch the surveillance video of the person, and they think it's a woman, 100%.
Okay, I need to watch it again through that lens.
See, but I think if you have that lens, then you're gonna like maybe.
Yeah, I'm just like it doesn't. A pregnant woman makes no sense to me.
Maybe not a pregnant woman. It could be a woman.
Sure. Okay, fine. Yeah.
Listen.
Okay, fine.
We're coming for your jobs, boys. That's fucked up. I should say that. Okay. Rate, review, subscribe, do all the things. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week. And until next time.
Stay grimly curious. Thank you so much for listening. Music by Alex Kingston and Adam McKinnon.
For podcast photos and updates, follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Grimly Podcast.
Be sure to rate and review, and we will see you next week for another episode. Bye, bitch!
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.